Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Mem Gimel. We noted the other day that Mizmorim Mem Bet and Mem Gimel are really one Mizmor, and discussed yesterday the main idea. Today I would like to look at how phrases from these Mizmorim have been incorporated into Piyutim and Tefillot that have become part of our liturgy throughout the year. We will begin with a phrase El Ezkera and two famous piyutim that use it, one for the Shabbat of Parashat Shkalim, and the other for Tisha B'Av for the Sfardim and Yom Kippur for the Ashkenazim. We will begin with a piyut for Shabbat Shkalim. The piyut was written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, who is said to have lived in Israel in the 6th or 7th century CE. The Rosh writes that he was the son of Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir was a prolific paitan and authored over 200 piyutim, including the Tfilat HaTal that we say on Pesach and Tfilat HaGeshem that we say on Shmini Atzeret. The Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, would say that a piyut has two objectives, to teach and to rebuke. To teach, because every line of the piyut references different mamarei chazal or psukim. Sidebar, there are those who say that the piyutim were written at a time when it was forbidden to learn Torah, and that by reciting piyutim, it was a good way around the prohibition, since the authorities would not understand what the verses were referring to. End sidebar. To rebuke, since the lines contained words of criticism for how people acted and begging them to repent. A quick review of some of the frequently asked questions of the half shekel, since this information is assumed to be known in the piyut. Question number one, when was this recited and for what purpose? A reminder would go out Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is why we read Parashat Shkalim on the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar or Rosh Chodesh Adar if it falls out on Shabbat. And during that month, all men aged 20 and over would contribute a half shekel to the Beit HaMikdash. What was the money used for? All communal services, like the twice daily Korban Tamid, the Korban Musaf for Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh and holidays, the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach, the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of wheat bread offered on Shavuot, the Lechem HaPanim that was switched every Shabbat, the Para Aduma, the red cow, whose ashes were burned to make people tahor from tumat met, impurity from coming in contact with the dead body, the seir, the goat that was sent off the cliff on Yom Kippur, the garments of the Kohanim, and the upkeep for the Beit HaMikdash. In the piyut, Ela Ezkerat Asher Na'asa, we find that the paitan, the author, is reminiscing about what life was like during the time of the Beit HaMikdash when he was required to give the half shekel, his contribution to the coffers from which all the communal korbanot would be purchased. The middle of the piyut has the limud. It tells us what it was like to donate the half shekel and what it was used for. We also hear the lament for what is no longer. Yosher shalosh kupot mishulashot se'im. The shekels were carefully divided in three cases, each one of three se'ah. Kinusot lemikach shai meri'im v'se'im. That were gathered to purchase sheep and lambs. Lukachu ve'in od bitz'e nos'im. They were taken from us and no longer can atone for my sins. Midat shofrot tiklin chadatin va'atikin. There were chest labels, new shekels and old shekels. Nedavot asher bam hayu me'atikim. In the merit of such gifts, Israel was strong in battle. Saru kame mini v'hadvarim atikim. But these things have left us. The beginning of the piyut is where we find the phrase from Tehillim, and in this opening section we hear the rebuke, mostly directed towards the paitan. Ela ezkera et asher na'asa. This mitzvah I will recall as it was done. Bihoti betach v'shaket benachon v'nisa, when I was safe and tranquil, secure and elevated. Goalti be'ever ushkalai ech esa. I was debased with sin. How could I bring my shekel? De shekalai ad lo shekalti. I did not weigh off enough shekel for Hashem's service. Hinam lemas oved hayom shekalti. Therefore, as a servant of foreigners, I must weigh my money for taxes. Ubechet ivol shekel larasha nishkalti. And for my sin of not weighing it, I was delivered to the wicked. Ela Ezkera, just as the Meshorer, the author of our Mizmor, remembered fondly going down to the temple, to the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim for the Regalim, for the holidays, the author of our Paitan is remembering a time when he used to be able to give the half shekel for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash, and we recall that every Shabbat Shkalim. On the Shabbos, where we remind ourselves how we used to be able to count for the Beit HaMikdash. The phrase Ela Ezkera is perhaps most famously associated with the kina about the Asara Haruge Malchut. It is read by the Sfardim on Tisha B'Av and the Ashkenazim on Yom Kippur. What is the backdrop for this midrash? It goes as follows. Hashem put the idea of learning the Torah into the head of the Roman Empire. He began with Bereishit and continued until he came to the verse, V'gonev ish u'mecharo v'nimtzam b'yado yumat. A man who kidnaps another and sells him, and that person is found, that person who sold and kidnapped should surely be killed. The emperor then called for 10 sages of Israel, who will become the Asara Haruge Malchut, to be brought before him, and had them seated on golden chairs, and challenged them thusly, "What is the law regarding a man who kidnaps his brother and sells him into slavery?" They replied, "The Torah states that such a man must be put to death." "If so," continued the emperor, "you are all obligated to die." "Why?" they asked. "For the sale of Yosef, who was sold by his brothers. Had the brothers been present, I would have judged them. As they are no longer alive, you shall bear the sins of your forefathers." The rabbis asked for 3 days in which to seek a defense to the charges. Then they prevailed upon Rabbi Ishmael, the Kohen Gadol, to recite the divine name and ascend to heaven to see if such a decree against them had been sealed by Hashem. Rabbi Ishmael accepted the mission and reported back that the decree was indeed ordained in heaven. In the end, the sages were publicly executed by the Romans. The piyut is an acrostic that begins with the Aleph Bet and concludes with the author's name, Yehuda Chazak. There are many questions to ask about the historicity of the Midrash, since there are various lists of the rabbis, meaning there's ultimately more than 10, and not all of them are the same. Even within one list, we find rabbis that lived and died in different generations and could not have possibly have had an audience with an emperor at the same time. If we conclude that the story is ahistorical and is meant to teach a lesson, what is the lesson? And why have we chosen to include it as part of our tefillot, our liturgy, our kinot, our piyutim, on the two most somber days of our calendar year, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? Perhaps as a warning about what can happen when baseless hatred goes unpunished. The hatred exhibited by the 10 brothers had become prevalent in the Beit Sheni in the Second Temple Jewish society, and it had serious consequences. The 10 martyrs, the Asara Haruge Malchut, are not being punished for sin that occurred in the past, but for the fact that it has continued unchecked until their time. The piyut begins, Ele Ezkera v'nafshi alai eshbecha. These I remember, and my soul is pouring out. And we hear the same imagery of water that we heard in our original Mizmorim. Ki belauni zedim ke'uga b'li hafucha. For wanton people have devoured me, as if I were an unturned cake. Ki bimei hasar lo alta arucha. For in that ruler's time there was no reprieve. La asara haruge melucha. For the 10 who were murdered by the government. Perhaps one of the most well-known references from Mizmorim Membet and Mem Gimel is the one that is recited the most, Lecha Dodi, composed in the 16th century by Shlomo Halevi Alkabetz, who was born in Salonika and later became a Kabbalist of Tzfat. The opening words of this piyut are from the 7th parak of Shir HaShirim, Lecha Dodi Nitze HaSadeh Nalina Bakfarim. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field, let us rest in the villages. Who is the beloved, and who is he greeting? The beloved are the Jewish people, and they are going out to greet the bride, Shabbat. Why do we describe the relationship between Bnei Israel and Shabbat as one of a bride and a groom? From the following Midrash in Bereishit Rabbah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught, Shabbat said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, each one of the days of the week has a mate, but I have no mate. Hashem replies, Knesset Yisrael will be your mate, your partner. And when Bnei Israel stood at Har Sinai, Hashem said, remember that which I told you Shabbat, that you, Bnei Israel, will be its mate. And that is what it's implied in the verse in Lecha Dodi, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho, remember the Shabbat and keep it holy. And in Lecha Dodi, Zachor v'shamor b'dibur echad, that we heard the two commandments to remember and to guard the Shabbat in one verse. The phrase from our Mizmor is featured in the sixth stanza that uses the analogy that compares the city of Yerushalayim to the remarriage of an abandoned woman to her original husband. Lo tevoshi velo tikalmi, be not ashamed nor confounded. Matish tochachi umatehemi, why are you downcast? Why astounded? Bach yechesu aniye ami, in you refuge for my poor people will be found. Venivneta ir altila, the city will be rebuilt on its former mound. Finally, we have a piyut authored by Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra, who lived in the beginning of the 12th century in Spain, during the Golden Age of Spain. We perhaps know him best for his Perush on the Torah, but he also composed some 150 piyutim and some math books. The last stanza of this piyut leads into Nishmat Kol Chai and was seen as an introduction, maybe even a way of gaining permission to recite Nishmat Kol Chai and Shmini Atzeret. Today, the custom to recite this piyut as part of Tfilat Shacharit and Shmini Atzeret exists with Yehudei Bavel. The piyut begins with the same premise as our Mizmor in Tehillim, that man's soul cannot exist without Hashem, the same way a man's body cannot exist without water. The obvious connection to Shmini Atzeret is that this is the day we recite Tfilat Geshem and begin to pray for rain. Less obvious is the connection to Shabbat, since Shabbat is not mentioned at all in the piyut. But this mizmor does reference the special relationship that exists between Hashem and Bnei Israel, a relationship that we saw in the Midrash from Bereshit in terms of Lecha Dodi, and it's a relationship that is implicit in our Shmirat Shabbat, in our observance of Shabbat. It was the Chatam Sofer, Rav Moshe Schreiber, late 1700s, early 1800s of Bratislava, who began to recite this piyut after Kiddush, and among the ideas that are found in this piyut, this liturgical poem, are Libi uvsari yirananu lekel chai, my soul longs for God, while my body sings to and praises God. Ki lo yireini ha'adam v'chai, God created the world and swore no one would see him. Bara kol bechokhma, he created the world with wisdom, ube'itza uvemizima, with thought and with schemes, me'od ne'alma, but it's therefore hidden for us, me'enei kol chai. Hashem chose Yaakov and his children to whom to give the Torah. Hivdil ninei tam, he separated out the descendants of Tam, Yaakov described as an ish tam, chukim lohorotam, to give them the mitzvot, asher ya'aseh otam, and they should do them, ha'adam v'chai, man, and therefore should live. A man cannot say he didn't sin, since all men sin. Mi ze yitzdadak, nimshal afar dak. Who can say that he is such a tzaddik, but ultimately he becomes ashes and dust? Emet ki lo yitzdak, there's nobody that righteous, lefanecha kochai, in front of you, who is all living. But a man can do tshuva by acknowledging all that Hashem does for him and begging Hashem to recall Ahavat Avot, and that's the phrase, Zechor Ahavat Kidumim. And the last line is what we would say is the introduction to Nishmat Kol Chai. Ekod alapi, I will bow down, ve'efrosh l'chai kapi, I will spread out my hands, et eftach bi, at the time where I open up my mouth, b'nishmat kol chai. Tehillim speaks to us, both in the original form, the Mizmorim we have been studying together, and in the context of other prayers and tefillot, which adopt psukim and expand upon them further. I hope these examples that have stemmed from Mizmorim Mem Bet and Mem Gimel will help you understand the Mizmorim and Piyutim that utilize them better. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.